At the International Poultry and also Feed Expo, I am speaking with Joel Newman. He is the president and CEO of the American Feed Industry Association. And Joel, first of all, glad that I'm having this opportunity to talk with you. We always like to pose the question, what's new? And when it comes to AFIA, I know you've got some new things like the iFeeder, this foundation I'd like to learn more about. Tell me what's new.
Well, you mentioned iFeeder, and that's our new foundation for education and research for the feed industry. And we developed that for two reasons, so that we could put a specific focus on the areas of education research that are critical to the long-term success of the industry, but also as setting it up as a foundation, we can have industry contribute to that, but we can also, where appropriate, go recruit matching funds to help make some of the projects a reality. So
can you, I know this is relatively new, but what types of projects do you see the foundation being able to enact or put on?
Well, a couple examples. We've already started basically setting some new NRC standards for the swine industry. We're looking at participating in the same type of operation for the beef industry. And those, of course, are critical to keep the nutritional requirements updated for those two pieces of the industry. And it's also a very good example because our contribution is matched multiple times from other entities. So we contribute to a broader area, and that joint funding allows us to complete those projects. One other piece that we're looking at that, and it's still in early stages, is a whole area of communication to audiences outside of our industry on the aspects of what our industry does within the food system and what that means to the consumer and the general public, and in a broad perspective, how that food gets into the grocery store and what role we play in that, not only in the production of food, but also the safety and quality of that food.
Well, you mentioned the word safety, and I know that when it comes to the consuming general public, food safety has always been and continues to be very much a concern. What is it that you can do on behalf of your industry to help that end user ultimately, who's going to consume the animals that eat this feed? What are some of the ways that you're trying to get out maybe information or whatever so they better understand that?
Well, I think one of the things that the industry has done and did on their own 6 years ago, we introduced the Safe Feed, Safe Food program, which is an independent third-party certification program. It's a HACCP-based program. It identifies the hazards in each particular operation and ensures that there are controls in place to protect against those hazards. And then we have an independent certifier come in and certify that those are in place and working properly on an ongoing basis. So the reason that that's important is because the new regulation that was just, the new legislation that was just passed, the Feed Safety Modernization Act, from a feed perspective, the requirements in that legislation are almost a mirror of what the industry proposed 6 years ago. So I think we're not only being proactive about that, and we'd like the consumers and other people outside our industry to understand, appreciate that, but it's also helping our industry to keep a forward-looking approach as to how we can do the best job of protecting the safety of that food.
Well, I know that AFIA is involved in using social media now, or social networking like Twitter and Facebook. How do you see the importance of using some of these new communication channels to help deliver that message, not only to those within the industry, but also without it, outside of it?
I think it's very important, and I think the one thing that's real critical in our efforts here, and I would say that, we're working on expanding that effort. We have just, we're working there, but there's a lot more we think we can do. But I think one real critical piece is that we want to put information out that will answer consumers' questions and concerns. We're not out to debate or take on other pieces of information that they may see. We want to help them appreciate, the facts that will satisfy their questions. So we want to make sure and put it in terms of what's important to them. so that they find an interest and a value in what we're putting out.
Well, I heard a presentation yesterday from Center for Food Integrity, research they had done, that we try often in the industry to present the facts, the science, and they were finding that an approach might be to try to target some values that are of interest to consumers, and then use that science to back up the message that you are bringing. That just seemed to resonate with the people that were there. And how would you say that fits into what your ultimate goals are in terms of bringing information to the public?
Well, I think it's exactly our approach. It's not for us to try to put messages out there that the industry finds important and or try to put a lot of scientific data out just for the sake of saying that we have it. It's really, we need to relate it to their concern, provide them with an answer with that concern, but then use the data to say, and here's why you can believe, you know, this answer to your concern, because we do have the data to back it up. But put it in terms that they appreciate. So a good example, the corn industry has been doing a lot of advertising and focus on consumer, you know, impressions and so forth. And they put a number of them out there. One is that, you know, 90% of all corn produced in this country is produced on family farms. Well, the general public, I think, appreciates that, and that's a piece of information that they would be interested in. Another one says that for each acre of corn that we plant, those plants and that growth of that corn absorbs enough carbon emissions that's produced by your family car for a year. That resonates, I think, with consumers because they have a concern about the environment. They have a concern about emissions and so forth. And so they related that to something that the consumers have a strong interest in. And that's the approach we want to take.
Let's just, before we end, look ahead a little bit here, short term. What do you see as challenges for the feed industry right now? What are the things that in addition to what we just talked about, anything else that you see as being very vital to work on behalf of your members this coming year?
Well, there's a lot of regulation coming at the industry, and so, but as we already said, the most significant one will be the Feed Safety Modernization Act. So, it's working with FDA through the rulemaking process to make sure that those specifics are practical for the industry, and then providing our industry with compliance guidance so that they understand what they do need to do. I think the second thing that we're working on, and I think is very important for the long term of the industry, is we have a sustainability initiative for the feed industry. And we had a task force that worked on developing some key initiatives, focal points that they felt were really critical to sustaining our industry, and then some very specific tactical points or action points under each of those. So we're just rolling that initiative out. Our whole committee system in AFIA will be involved in different pieces of that. But that will be really important not only for our industry, but also to be able to, again, show the public what we're doing, not only protect the safety of food, but the environment and all the other aspects that we interact with in that food production.
And how would you describe how the show's going so far? I mean, I know we're just not even halfway through, I guess, at this point, but I know that you've got more exhibitors than you've had in the past, and more floor space for attendees to come out and work or walk around. But you've seen people here today. Seem like a good crowd to me.
Oh, I think it's a very good crowd. Our as you said, floor space is up, but the number of hotel room reservations by attendees is up 3,000 to 4,000. The education programs that we held just prior, we've had record attendance at those. So people are here. They had a cautiously optimistic attitude last January. They have a more optimistic attitude this January. You know, they do see that the industry is moving, that there's recovery in action, and that you know, this show is a place for them to keep their individual businesses moving forward. So I think it's a very exciting time right now for the industry, and a lot of people here looking to take advantage of that.
Well, I am glad I've had a chance to attend this year. I've missed the past couple of years. My wife, Cindy, and partner has been here, though. So we've certainly been in touch with what's going on in the industry. Well, I've been speaking here with Joel Newman. He's president and CEO of the American Feed Industry Association. And we are at the International Poultry Expo and International Feed Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.